This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So on the pasuk Vayelech Lamasa of, Rashi brings down that when Avram Avinu returned from Mitzrayim back to Eretz Yisrael, Bechazirosei Parah HaKafoysav, on his way back he paid up his debts. So he went, he had traveled through and passed through various inns, and he owed them money. And on his way back from Mitzrayim, he paid back the debts. Apparently on his way down, he didn't have money. And then on his way back, he wanted to pay the various hotels and inns he stayed at. So, first question is, Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim without money. Why would he travel without money? How could he travel without money? And number two, why would the innkeepers allow him to stay in their inns if he couldn't pay them? Now, you know, we're talking about the ancient times. You know, there's no security systems. Why would the innkeepers allow Avraham to stay in their inns without him paying? Who says they'll ever see him again? What's the likelihood that he would come back to pay them? So the Chida and the Pnei David explains that in his opinion, what happened was Avraham Avinu on his way down to Mitzrayim was limited in his funds. Avraham Avinu did not have a lot of money. It's not that he didn't have any money, but he was an ani, he was poor, and he had very limited funds, and therefore when he stayed in various inns, it was understood that he would pay a rate that somebody without means would pay. In other words, the innkeepers would give him a better price, maybe he would stay in a lower room, but Avraham Avinu would pay what would be expected of somebody of a lower financial bracket. And he didn't owe them any more money. They were very happy with what he paid. He paid a fair amount, but it wasn't something that an usher would pay. On his way back, he left Mitzrayim with a lot of money. And he felt that it wasn't right for him to remain having paid the lower amount. So he went back to the various inns to pay a more generous sum because he felt now that he was on a higher financial bracket, it was morally correct for him to pay based on his new financial standing. That's how the Chida understands the Chazal, that on Avraham Avinu's return, he paid back the debts. It wasn't a debt, but Avraham Avinu treated it as a debt because he was now in a higher financial status. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.